Good evening and welcome to St. Paul's this evening as we have our annual carol service. If you are not usually here, I bid you a special warm welcome. And I would hope that everyone would join us for a time of refreshments in Campbell Hall following our service just down at that end of the building. Just a few things as we get going. We do ask that you hold applause until the end of the program so that we can keep things moving. But you will have an opportunity at that point. Also, just to let you know of a few things that we have going here, this Wednesday we have a Blue Christmas service, which is for those who find Christmas a difficult time. It may just be this year that it's a difficult time, but that's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and if that is you or someone you know, I would encourage you to come or to pass along that information. And on Christmas Eve, we have two services, a family service at 3 and the traditional candlelight service at 7. Welcome. Let us pray together. Our loving God, we thank you for your presence here with us. We thank you for your goodness and your grace in Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the celebration that is Christmas, the celebration of God become human in Jesus of Nazareth. In Jesus, the Lord, the Christ. Bless us as we have gathered together. Bless us that we might listen and sing and proclaim you and give you glory and honor. Bless us to be a blessing to each other and to give you praise. We ask in Jesus Christ. Amen. From the prophet Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
reading again from the prophet Isaiah, this time in chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand doubled for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Joy, you're so great, man. You're so great, man.
Matthew's Gospel. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And again, reading from Luke's Gospel. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, most loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for your grace in Jesus. We give you thanks for coming to us with the purpose of saving us. We give you thanks for the good news that we know in Jesus. We thank you for the celebration of his birth. And we thank you for the blessing that you have given us this evening. The work of your Spirit in our lives and in this place through the music that you have given to your church. We thank you and pray that even as you have blessed us, make us a blessing to one another. Make us a blessing to all we meet this week for your glory in Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. Amen. Quite clearly, we all appreciate each other this evening. But just some specific thanks, and starting where you probably are not expecting it, but I thank everyone who brought cookies and squares and such, and the people who have prepared the tea and coffee in the kitchen beforehand to make sure that we have something to do now. So thank you for that. Thank you to the brass and our percussionists and our guest musicians. Thank you to our choir and to Patricia and Ross and Clive for all their hard work. Thank you much.